Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Goal. Would you stop talking so I can enjoy this peaceful game?
How peaceful can it be hacking it up all day, bud? You suck.
You're terrible.
Look, the geese.
Gooses!
They're just pheasants with better marketing.
You have a problem with a can of gooses. You got a problem with me, and I suggest you let that one marinate.
And most people don't know this, but Canada Gooses were the deciding factor in the 1995 Quebec referendum. They kept this country together.
That's not true! The geese...
Gooses!
I will call off the oiling of the goose eggs, all right? If you will leave this golf course and let the members of the Letterkenny Great Great Cap'n Creek Whistle Ridge Golf and Country Club play this game in peace!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, there's no big golf tournament this weekend, but there is a couple of other different things going on this weekend. I mean, most notably, you got the Kentucky Derby later tonight. You've also got Stanley Cup playoff action. We've got a Game 7 tonight between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. Lots of other things going on. The Amerks are playing tonight, a crucial Game 4 in their series against the Syracuse Crunch. NBA playoffs are going on. It's a pretty decent weekend here in just sports in general. In Western New York, there's not really much going on, other than just the Amherst. You're trying to follow along to see how far these Sabres prospects and other potential assets can go. But we're here. We're here with you on the Sports Talk Saturday on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brayton Wilson here taking over the controls today for Derek Kramer, who's got the day off, was scheduled to be joined by TJ Luckman as well, but he's feeling a little bit under the weather, but hopefully he will be feeling better enough to potentially join us later, but we'll see. Other than that, we are here. It is a not bad Saturday outside. It did rain, I think, overnight, but just one quick traffic note for people as well. If you are heading anywhere on the 290, if you're heading 290 eastbound, just watch out because the traffic is backed up a little bit from Main Street heading towards Sheridan and heading towards Millersport Highway. They're doing some sort of construction. So if you are on the 290 coming especially from the 90, just be careful with traffic backups potentially. 803-0550 is the number here if you want to join us this afternoon. 1-888-550-2550 are the phone numbers. It's been a while since I've been in this seat by myself. Obviously, I've been joining Derek for a couple of times over the last several weeks. But outside of that, this is the first time that I've actually gotten the chance to host Sports Talk Saturday on my own in, well, quite some time, I guess. So I'm here. It's great to be here with you, and I'd love to hear from you as well. Anything that you want to talk about Bills, Sabres related, you're more than welcome to join the show at any point, 803-0550 or 1-888-550-2550. Coming up on today's show, we've got ourselves a pretty packed show for you. Right off the bat, we're going to get a legend of WGR Sports Radio 550 on at 11:30. We're going to have one Howard Simon joining us. We'll talk Bill Sabres, get his thoughts on the draft, on Keon Coleman, on the Sabres and Lindy Ruff. Plenty to talk about with Howard. At noon, we will chat with Sal Capaccio. He joins us as we're going to pretty much get ready for what's coming up next here in the offseason. Joe Yurden from Bleacher Report and Noted Hockey will join us at 12:30. He's been following along with the Amerks, and we'll talk with him. And then at 1:30, the Bandits with Dave Buchanan. If you did happen to watch last night's game, man, that was a dominating performance from the Bandits, defensively, especially a 12-4 win over the Rock. We will get into that with Dave Buchanan at 1:30. And, of course, if you are looking for continuous action here on WGR in terms of sports, in terms of talk, you got the right place, because after we're done here at 2 o'clock, Brian Koziel is going to be taking over from 2 to 5 to preview the Kentucky Derby. He's actually live at Batavia Downs Casino in Batavia. So if you happen to be on the roadways heading to Batavia, looking for something to do, maybe out there for the evening, you can head on over, say hello to Brian Koziel as he gets ready to preview the Kentucky Derby, with post time at the Derby set for 6:57 this evening, so just before 7 o'clock, as it usually is. And, you know, it's probably going to get delayed one way or another, so it'll be probably closer to 7 time when they open the gates and the horses go running along. That's one thing I have not done yet, is check the Kentucky Derby lineup for horse names, because there's always some fun names every year with the Kentucky Derby, and usually, when I'm looking at the lineup of horses that are set to run, I oftentimes just go with the most fun horse name that has the best bets. So it's nothing really anything special. I know that some people are like, oh, I'm going to take the underdog, or I'm going to take this guy. Now, I'm going with the horse that has the best odds, but has the most unique name as well. So even if they're at like 20 to 1, but they have the best name, that's my horse. That's my horse right there. That's how I like to do the Kentucky Derby. So I'm looking at the horse names right now. Should probably do this as well with Brian Koziel. Looking at some of these, Mystic Dan, that one pops off right up the bat, just because human names for animals, horses especially, it's always fun. I wonder how Dan Dale feels about that. Dan Dale is our producer today. I'll ask him a little bit later. Let's see. Just Steel is an interesting name. Just a Touch, I like that one. That's an interesting name. Looking at Forever Young, that's a decent song. Track Phantom reminds me of the Danny Phantom for all the Nickelodeon kids that are growing up out there. Domestic Product, Grand Mo the First. I like these horse names. I like these horse names a lot. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Brian Koziel just before he's about to get on the airwaves at 2 o'clock. But certainly, it's been a while since I've been able to talk about anything related to the Sabres here on WGR. I think the last time that I joined Derek was for a show closer to the end of the Sabres season, just before the end of the year. And yeah, I think it was a playoff race. They weren't eliminated yet. They were close, but they weren't eliminated yet. We were all kind of holding on to our last bit of hope towards what was going to happen with the Sabres. And they ended up not making the playoffs once again, a 13th straight year of missing out on the postseason. And unfortunately for Buffalo, there is some changes. They missed the playoffs once again. Kevin Adams decides to pull the trigger on firing head coach Don Granato. Don Granato, obviously, and I don't want to go I don't want to tell this story over because a lot of people know, but I'm just recollecting this in my mind, and I'll give you my thoughts on what has happened this offseason with the Sabres in just a bit. But Don Granato gets fired. Kevin Adams speaks at his press conference. And essentially, right off the bat, and this was one thing that I kind of really hesitated on when Kevin Adams was speaking. I could understand the firing of Don Granato. I thought in my mind he wasn't going to be the guy that was going to be able to get this team over that proverbial hump to get back into the playoffs. He was just not the guy. And that was a question that I think a lot of people had when they made him the full-time coach back in 2021. Is he going to be more than just a developmental coach and take this team to the next level? He showed there is potential for that. He got the team playing as good as they ever had. And I agree where this team is much better off right now than where they were back in 2021. But you see what Don Granato has done and the way that the team has performed since. And you were just left there yearning just a little bit more. You wanted to see this team take that next step and get over the hump somehow, some way. And unfortunately, they couldn't. And Kevin Adams made it clear that they have a direction they want to go in. They want to be a consistently competitive team. And I've said it this year, and I've said it on Twitter. I've said it on these airwaves. I've said it, I think, on the BEN airwaves. The Buffalo Sabres in 23-24 was a consistently inconsistent group. They would have great stretches of hockey. You think they're finally putting it together? And then next thing you know, they fall off the rails a little bit. They get back on. They fall off, get back on, fall off. It was a never-ending cycle. And I mean, it is remarkable because this is a team that never had won more than three games in a row this season. It took them until February to win three games in a row, and they only did it twice. However, when you flip it around, when you look at their losing streaks, their biggest losing streak of the year was four games. And they only did that once. So it was there for the taking to be able to capitalize and really put a nice run together and put yourself in a situation where you can legitimately say, you know, with five games, 10 games even left in the season, hey, we're in this right now. We are full blown into a playoff chase and we're going to go for it. And they just never got to that point. They couldn't get to that point because they couldn't put that run together. And it's funny because I did a little research on it where the Sabres, their losing streak of four games, it's the first time that the Sabres hadn't given up a losing streak of anything more than four straight games since the lockout shortened season of 2012-13. You want to know the last time that they did that in a full 82-game season? The President's Trophy year. A season where they didn't give up more than four straight losses in a season. Now, when you look at the other side of it, their winning streaks, they couldn't win more than three games in a row. That's happened eight times now since this playoff drought started. Only five seasons have they had at least a season where they won more than three games in a row in a season. Eight times they go an entire 82-game season or whatever the length of the season was without winning more than just three games in a row at any point during the season. That's, I mean, the whole progress of the defensively wise and them not losing more than, you know, four games in a row, sure, that's progress. But when you can't consistently put stretches of wins together, it's not good. It's not good. And it was absolutely understanding why Kevin Adams pulled the trigger to fire him. The one caveat, though, of his press conference that I had a real problem with that I thought, I don't know if you want to go that direction, Kevin, but it was one he talked about the next head coach. The next head coach having NHL experience. NHL experience was paramount with the next hire for the Buffalo Sabres. And I thought, I will take any sort of just winning experience in this hockey town. I will take any sort of winning experience. Does that mean David Carl from University of Denver, who just won another national championship with Denver and also won the World Junior Championship a little bit ago with the United States in Sweden? Is it a guy like that? Like, I did not feel that there was a need to say, we need a guy to get NHL, we need NHL experience here. Just go get a guy that has experience winning and has experience having a successful program, whether that's college, whether that's junior hockey, whether that's in the NHL. But he had a direction. He knew exactly where he wanted to go. And not even a week after the firing of Don Granato, that Monday before, you know, that week time period, the Sabres announced that Lindy Ruff is head coach of the Buffalo Sabres for a second time. The winningest coach in franchise history is now the head coach in Buffalo. And at first, obviously, my first thought was, this just seems like a PR move. It seems like a nostalgia move for me. Well, you saw what happened in New Jersey with Lindy. He got the Devils to a really nice season, gets them to the second round of the playoffs. They get eliminated by a really good Carolina Hurricanes team. And then the next year, I know injuries kind of derailed the team, and they couldn't put things together. He gets fired midseason, and then you hear Tom Fitzgerald, the general manager of the Devils, kind of make a snide comment in terms of just, you can't yell at the players anymore. I got to pull up that comment again, but it was just one of those things where at first I was thinking, is this really the best way to go about it? And then I thought in my head, okay, it's got to be a two-year deal. It has to be something where it's just 2 years. You find a guy like a Seth Appert or somebody like that where you can bring them onto the staff. They get groomed by Lindy, or they kind of learn under Lindy's tutelage behind the bench. And then after the 2 years, Lindy steps aside. He hopefully gets the Sabres back to the playoffs one or two of the years that he's coaching. And then the guy that has been learning under him immediately steps in, and it's a seamless transition, and you go forward from there. And it makes sense, especially since I believe it was Lance Lesowski from the Buffalo News reported that it was a two-year deal for Lindy Ruff to be the next head coach here in Buffalo. And then you heard him talk at his press conference when he was reintroduced as head coach. And man, just the listening to him talk about how much his philosophies have changed since he was here last as head coach of the Sabres. Because I think we know from the last time that he was head coach, you heard guys just talk about how Lindy Ruff would be just hard on certain players like Thomas Vanek, Derek Roy from time to time. But then you heard Lindy Ruff talk about how his relationships, even with those guys, are still very good years after the fact. And how in Dallas, in New Jersey especially, he really evolved his coaching style. In New York, he took more of a player's coach sort of role, where he wanted to be that guy where it's just, I'm going to get connected with these players. I'm going to be a guy that really is going to take the time to just know the players and understand how they operate, how they kind of roll. And he goes to New Jersey, and it seems like in New Jersey, he had a good period of success. He was quite successful with that team, getting them to the playoffs the 1 year and taking him at least to the second round. And again, as I mentioned, kind of fell off in the year that he got fired, and he got fired midseason. So when it was made known that it was going to be a two-year deal, I thought, okay, that's fine. 2 years. Now the goal is, A, I think it's kind of twofold here. A, who is going to be on the staff with Lindy Ruff that is going to be that coach that you see and say, that's the guy that's taking over in 2 years. That's the guy that in a couple years, if everything goes all well, if let's say Lindy Ruff gets the Sabres back to the playoffs one 2 years that he's here, after the 2 years is done, it's essentially just, Lindy, thanks for your service. You did great. You got this team back to the playoffs. The intended goal going forward and to establish a more consistent culture, consistency with the players being bought in, being accountable, playing for the city, playing for the team, doing all that. I think that was a huge... I think the one thing that I did like about the Lindy Ruff hire is that Lindy Ruff, of anyone, knows what it's like to play for the Sabres, to represent the Sabres, to represent Western New York. And since Lindy Ruff has been gone, I think we've consistently seen where a lot of these players don't understand that aspect. I mean, it is a hockey town here. The fans here are great. But the players don't necessarily understand that, and I don't think they fully bought into that aspect. And I think a lot of people care about that. I think a lot of people, especially last year when the Sabres were struggling, and then you heard Kyle Okposo, the captain of the team, say, well, you know, not everybody's been here the whole time. So, you know, I've been here 6 years and I know I'm partially responsible for that. I mean, I think Lindy Ruff will kind of take that into account where he's going to say, we've got to get to this next step and we've got to be more accountable. And part of being accountable is embracing the 13 years this team has not made the playoffs. 13 years. Embrace the 13 years and have that as a mindset of, we can't tolerate this anymore. We can't accept that. And I think that's part of it. I think that's a huge part of it going forward with this group. And from there, obviously, you look at other facets. You get the assistant coach that you think, okay, that's the guy that's going to replace Lindy Ruff behind the bench. But then you look at the rest of the roster. Goaltending, you're probably set for a couple of years. You'll have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who's obviously got to get a new contract. You might sign him to a new two-year deal or whatnot just to get him a situation where he's going to come in and he's going to be the starter for 2 years and then maybe gets to free agency. And then you have Devin Levi, who's waiting in the wings, by the way. We'll get to Devin Levi in a little bit when we talk with Joe Yurden, who's been phenomenal for the Amerks and is likely the number one goaltender of the future going forward. The defense, you've got Rasmus Dahlin, Owen Power, Bowen Byram was a nice acquisition from the Avalanche at the trade deadline, who's going to be here for a long while. You have Matthias Samuelsson, if he's healthy, can be a stabilizing force on the blue line. He's the type of defenseman I think Lindy Ruff is really going to like. And then from there, you've got guys like Ryan Johnson developing in Rochester, who might be a really nice two-way asset going forward. You have Henri Jokiharju, who I think personally put together his best NHL season to date, was the most consistent he's ever played in the NHL over the last several years. And I think he's a guy that you seriously now have to consider looking into getting him a new contract, a new nice 3-4 year deal, and making him a part of your group going forward. And plus, he's a restricted free agent too, so you have a little bit of leverage there as well. Maybe you go out and get another nice defenseman. You get another nice piece to kind of go along with that. You also have Connor Clifton as well. The defense seems a little more set. Goaltending definitely seems set as long as you can get Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen under contract. And then you look at the offensive group. What do they need? You definitely could add another scoring threat, because this year they definitely took a dip in their production. They took a dip in getting the puck to the net, getting the puck in the net. The one thing that Don Granato always said that I had agreed upon was that this team liked to pass way too much, trying to pass the puck into the net, and I agree. And you have guys that could shoot the puck, that could score. What are you doing trying to be too cute with it and trying to pass it around to set up that perfect opportunity? Get somebody in here that is just the mindset of, I'm going to go just shoot the puck. I mean, that guy's technically supposed to be a guy like Jeff Skinner, but even Jeff Skinner, you know, this past year wanted to pass the puck a little too much. It also is one thing too. Just hit the net. Just hit the net. That's all I ask. Just get in there, hit the net on your opportunities. And then you also have to go out, and Lindy Ruff kind of touched on this as well. You also want to get a guy like a, not necessarily a fourth line fighter type guy anymore. You don't want like a Ryan Reeves. Matt Rempe is kind of in this category, except Matt Rempe's actually been able to kind of produce at this level. But essentially, you want a guy out there that is just going to be really tough to play against. It doesn't have to be a guy that's dropping the gloves, chucking knuckles, and fighting everybody and anyone. Just go out of there and get a guy that's going to play physical every night, who's going to take care of the front of his own net, who's going to take care in the defensive zone, who's going to create opportunities in the offensive zone using their size, their speed, their skill. And I know it seems like there's a lot of players that might not kind of fit that bill. It seems like, oh, well, that's kind of a unicorn. You know, there are players out there, though, that can play a really tough game. They're not fighters, but they have the skill set and they have the ability to be solid two-way players. And I have one guy in my mind that I think the Sabres can pry away. I've mentioned him before. And I know we got to get to break here because we got Howard coming up. Howard, I learned best from you. Just remember that if you are listening, I learned best from you with getting late to the break. The one guy that I think the Sabres, in my personal opinion, I really would love to be able to see go after this offseason. Go back to Colorado. Go back and look to Logan O'Connor from the Colorado Avalanche. Logan O'Connor is coming off of a hip injury right now. He had season-ending surgery back in, I believe, March. But when he comes back, he is the type of guy that is very, very solid at both ends of the ice, especially defensively. He's incredibly reliable in his own end. He's arguably maybe one of the best defending forwards in the entire league. But he's also a guy that can easily put up points offensively as a second or third line winger. And here in Buffalo, I mean, he would fit in, and the fans would absolutely love him. Now, in Colorado, he's got one more year left on his deal, a very cheap deal as well. He's got 1 year left at a little over $1 million. $1.05 million. And then he becomes an unrestricted free agent in 2025. If I'm Kevin Adams right now, you go out and identify a player like that, and you understand what the Avalanche are looking at with their salary cap situation. You understand what they're looking at in terms of maybe having to be up against the cap. You might be able to take advantage of a guy like that. You go out, trade for a guy like Logan O'Connor. You get him a nice, new, fresh contract. He's only 27 years old. Still a really nice, young asset that's got a lot of miles left. I know he just had hip surgery, which is pretty significant. But if he comes back and he is anything close to what he has been for Colorado, just that solid two-way guy, can score, can put up points, can be consistent at both ends of the ice, that's the type of player that I think the Sabres team needs, that Lindy Ruff would love, and that a guy that would be really relied upon in a bunch of different situations to be able to help get this team over that hump. 803-0551, 888-550-2550 are the numbers here if you want to get a hold of us. When we come back, we're going to bring on Howard Simon, get his thoughts on the Lindy Ruff hiring, get his thoughts on the Sabres going forward, and also some thoughts on the Bills in the draft and waiting until the second round and trading down and taking Keon Coleman with the first pick in the second round. We'll get Howard's thoughts on that. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls anytime that you want to talk with us here, 803-0550. Brayton Wilson here on Sports Talk Saturday with you, Dan Dale producing. We're behind the board there, and you're listening to WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Puck goes to the boards, though, the Rangers. Here's Drury after it in the corner. Drury spun it out in front. There's the shot. Blocked in front. Rebound. Buffalo scores! Chris Drury! Wolves! Chris Drury has tied it at one with 7 seconds to go.
Oh, that call still gives me chills. Rick Jenneret, Jim Lorenz on the call. 17 years ago, that game happened. Sabres, Rangers, Game 5, Eastern Conference semifinal round. Chris Drury ties it, 7.7 seconds to go. Max Afinaganoff wins it. Joining me right now on the Wester Hotline here on WGR is the upcoming newest member, one of them, of the Buffalo Broadcasting Hall of Fame and a notable name here on WGR, one, Howard Simon. Howard, does that call, hearing that back, still give you chills just like it does for me today?
So for the young kids that are listening to your show today, Brayton, I would like to tell them that there is no NHL rule forbidding the Sabres from being in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I might think that.
Right.
But it's not actually a rule. It's just happened to work out this way.
Yeah, no, I know. It's weird to think that was 17 years ago, and then only, you know, a few years later, we're starting this drought that has overcome all of us here in just misery.
Yeah, someone asked me the other day, which is worse, is worse, the Bills drought or the Sabres drought? And for me, it's easy. It's no-brainer. And this has nothing to do with whether you like football more than hockey or hockey more than football. To me, it's the Sabres drought.
Right.
Because the Bills drought, first off, that was only 16 games. This is 82. The Bills, really, we could convince ourselves that they weren't really out of the playoff race until Thanksgiving-ish, maybe afterwards, right?
So right.
They hang in for most of the season, whereas there have been plenty of seasons in the Sabres drought. By Christmas, you know the season's over.
Right, and not only that, but every year you've got NHL teams, half the teams literally make the playoffs, and the Sabres consistently have not been there in that group of teams getting close to a playoff spot for a majority of this drought. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that the Sabres not making it.
And what, two expansion teams have come in, made the playoffs, and one has won a cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also a damning argument against the Sabres. Anyway, Howard's joining us here on the Western Hotline here on WGR. So, Howard, since we last spoke, the Sabres have made some changes, especially with the man leading the team behind the bench, bringing back a very familiar name who you've talked with several times over the years. What was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard that Lindy Ruff was officially coming back as the head coach of the Sabres?
Honestly, the first thing that went through my mind was I wasn't sure if it was the right move. And it has nothing to do, and I wrote a piece about this. It's weird. This one particular story, you know, Brayton, we're in our job, we're supposed to have strong opinions about everything possible, right? You're supposed to either be one way or the other.
Right.
You're not supposed to be stuck in the middle. I'm telling you, I wrestled with – I have not had a story like this come along in a long time where I thought, you know, I don't know, which is really weird. So my first thought was, I hope they didn't do this just because they know Lindy and took the easy way out, if you will, because I've seen previous Sabres regimes, previous Bills regimes, ownerships, GMs, whoever, have kind of taken the easy way out. You know, I don't know, like Marv being GM, but whatever. So I thought, okay, this was 1 week. Kevin Adams announces Granato's not coming back. A week later, Lindy's hired. And at the press conference where he's talking about Granato not coming back, he pretty much says, I know exactly what I'm looking for. And multiple times, it's almost like if you listen to it, he already had the guy hired, but it wasn't official yet. So I was worried that they didn't do a real in-depth deep dive. Go outside the organization. Go talk to the best available coaches on the market. And really do your research, because this is a big hire for Kevin Adams. If this doesn't work out, I don't know if he gets to hire a third coach. You know, I think the next guy on the chopping block, if the drought continues, is the general manager. So, I sat and I thought, okay, so as long as if they really truly felt this was the best guy for the job, fine. Now, having said that, the hockey side of it, it's fine. He is a good coach. Lindy knows what he's doing. He's very experienced. He obviously knows the community, but whatever. He'll make them better. And that's why I was kind of torn with this, because I know from a coaching standpoint, the Sabres will be better next season. I'm 100% convinced their point total will go up, and I think Lindy will get him in the playoffs next season. There's enough of a talent base here, and hopefully they add to it a little bit, that Lindy will be able to get the best out of this club. He will set a tone from training camp. There will be accountability in the room. He will get on players. He will take away ice time. He will put people in his doghouse, and that's not a fun place to be. So he'll do all the things that it sounds like were not happening this past season, and that will make the Sabres a better club. So it's a good hire. I just was a little worried that did they really go through the process or just say, we know Lindy, Kevin, I used to work for the guy, let's just give him the job.
Howard Simon joining us here on the Western Hotline here on WGR. So, Howard, with Lindy now in the picture as the head coach, he's obviously got to hire his staff. But then after that, you kind of look at the makeup of the team. As I was talking about to start the show, goaltending seems like they're good. The defense even seems like it's pretty good. What do they need to do offensively or within the forward group in order to kind of get them over that proverbial hump to help get themselves in a position to make that jump to get into the playoffs then?
You could always use more scoring. You could always use more scoring depth. I know I would assume, knowing Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff, they're going to look for some grit guys, some grind guys, you know, all that kind of. So mix a balance, whatever, a mixture of your forward lines. Look, I think goaltending is set. I think defense is set, but I just, you know, Samuelson not staying healthy worries me, Brayton. I think you could look at it and go, that's a really good top four. You know, with the trade for Byram and of course, Darlene and Power. But I need Samuelson to stay healthy. But, you know, maybe that you would look at the 5-6 pairing and maybe you might want to try and upgrade a little bit there. But for sure, you need to add scoring. I think you're okay with your top two centers as long as everybody – well, Thompson stays healthy. Cousins had a rough year. I think he will learn from it. I think he will grow from that. And I think he'll be better next season. But you're good at least in the top two centers. I think, of course, a healthy Jack Quinn this season would be nice. Paterka made a big jump. But I think you still need to add more scoring depth. I know their scoring was down a little bit, although I think that was probably a big issue with the power play. But I always like to add more scoring, more offensive depth to make this team as dangerous as possible going forward.
And the last thing I'll ask you here, Sabres-wise, Howard, before we jump a little bit over to the Bills, I think maybe something that I'm focusing on maybe a little bit more than others with this Lindy Ruff hire, and I think it does have significance, is the fact that Lindy, of anybody that could have been available to coach this team, fully understands what it means to be a Buffalo Sabre, to play for the Sabres, to represent this organization. And I think over the years, it just seems like there hasn't been enough of that over the years where the players respect the organization, respect the history. Just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of how significant you feel, at least, that is with this hire going forward.
It's not at the top of my list. Look, I'll be honest, the players in recent years, there was no reason to respect the organization. They had dropped to the bottom of the league. They've been constantly in the lottery. They've been constantly picking near the top of the draft. They fire coaches. They fire GMs. They have become, you know, one of the more poorly run organizations in the NHL over the course of the drought. So I get the whole thing about externally players around the league or those coming up, what their vision or thought of the Buffalo Sabres is. So you're right in what you said. I do believe you're right. Lindy is, he gets the community. He understands the significance of the team. He understands what it means to the fan base and, you know, being passed down generation to generation. He gets all that. Now, whether he can instill that in the players, and if you think that is something that's important, it's just not uppermost on my list. Now, I would tell you, in the discussion of what Lindy can do, I think he will have this team ready to play. You know, there were too many nights this past season where they just didn't show up in the first period. It seemed like for at least, first half of the season, they were down two goals at the end of the first period every night they played. That wasn't really the case, but it felt that way. So I'm not sure as much. It's not as much for me about pride in the sweater. But to me, it's having guys that actually show up and are ready to play and play hard every night and don't take periods off. And I think Lindy is a very good motivator. And I think he will be able to get his message through to the players. Now, if you believe, Brayton, that that's part of turning around this organization, then Lindy has no problem explaining to them what it means to put on a Buffalo Sabres jersey.
All right, Howard, now on to some football. I know that you were hyping up the Bills exploring the wide receiver train. They did eventually get there, but it took them a little bit longer to get in the station. In fact, a night longer as they traded out of the first round to acquire the first pick in the second round and acquire other assets going forward. Just wanted to get your overall thoughts on your thoughts on the Keon Coleman pick and also how they kind of approached the draft overall.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was perplexed, angry, frustrated like everybody else on draft night. Next time, if they could just kind of tell us they're not going to make a pick in round one, we could all go out, go to a movie, watch Netflix, have a drink, whatever. So I wasn't happy because I honestly really thought deep down inside that Brandon Bean would have been able to trade up. Not to get like Marvin Harrison, right? But maybe he could pull off a trade up into the top 10 to get one of the other top two guys or wherever he needed to go. I really did truly believe because he has a history of trading up in the draft and specifically trading up in the first round of the draft. So I thought they were going to trade up. So I was disappointed as, you know, the board kept going and they haven't picked. And then when they drop out of the first round, who isn't upset if you're a Bills fan? Because you feel like they're missing out. There were seven receivers taken in the first round. So I go home that night and I'm thinking none of these guys were good enough for the Bills to find a way to draft them. Like they didn't have any of these seven guys. All right, maybe six, take out Harrison. And then Brandon Bean said they didn't even try to trade up. So I was not in a happy place after round one. Now, turns out next night, boom, they get the receiver. He's good. I remember watching him. I didn't see him at Florida State, but I used to watch him a little bit at Michigan State. He's really talented. I enjoyed watching him when he played up there. He's good. He's got a good set of hands. He wins contested catches. He can make big plays. So I was very happy they took the receiver. And knock on wood, this guy will be really good right away because they do need him to be the number one receiver this season.
And are you excited for the schedule announcement on Thursday? I think you know what that means, right?
No, actually, I'm leaving the country. And where I'm going to be has no internet and cell service.
So
that's going to really suck for you guys.
You know, there is a thing called the internet, Howard. We could track you down and find you no matter where you happen to go.
They have no internet. I checked with the hotel desk. And they said, they have no internet. So you're out of luck.
Well, yeah. I did legitimately want to ask you just about your thoughts in terms of just how many primetime games, if you had any thoughts on the schedule other than just, you know, man, I have to pick the Bills.
Zero. Can I say zero primetime? I'm going to play the old man card, okay? There are some times I know where the old man card can be really annoying. And, you know, are you a millennial, by the way?
Yes, I'm technically considered a millennial.
Are you tech? Okay, so I know millennials like, you know, get off my lawn. Oh, here's the crazy old man and all that stuff. I'm going to play the old man card. I am very much a traditional Sunday 1 o'clock guy. I can live with some 4:25 starts. Not a fan of night games. I'm sure they're going to get, based on what Sal was tweeting out from his conversation with Mike North, they're going to be a prime time, you know, right up there, maybe the most or near the most appearances in prime time. So expect a lot of night games. I would expect the Bills-Dolphins game to be the final game of the regular season again. Don't know if it'll be here or there. I would prefer to get the Miami game out of the way down there early.
Yep.
And have them come here late. Not because of like cold weather and everything. I think it'll be a big game at the end of the season. I'd like it to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of wants and needs. I'm just not a big fan of all the night games. And, you know, you look for that and short weeks and crazy quirks in the schedule that are going to come up because the Bills are such a commodity and every network wants them on their air.
Well, just be prepared. I'm sure that Jeremy's going to probably text you tomorrow or Monday saying, hey, come on Tuesday. We've got a mock schedule for you to pick on Tuesday before the official thing comes out on Thursday. And then you're going to have to probably pick them on Friday anyway.
So what you're saying is I should probably sit down sometime soon, I guess really soon, and look at the Bills' opponents and go figure out what their off seasons have been like what players left and what players came and all that, because you know, I've told you, I haven't really been following sports that much, Brayden.
Well,
look into that.
I mean, they have, I think I saw something, they have the sixth toughest schedule, according to bettors or something like that. It's not an easy schedule this year. Maybe not as hard as last year, but certainly still not anything that's a cakewalk, per se.
Well, do me a favor, because you were our producer and you did such a great job.
Well, thank you.
So I need you to either find me a nice website, or actually even better, do the research, take the teams they're going to play, what is it, 13 opponents, go through their off seasons and send me a list of key additions and key subtractions so it sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'll help you out. The Texans acquired Stephon Diggs. There's your first one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I need to know more than that.
Okay. All right, I'll do the homework for you. Howard, thanks again for taking time. I know that you do have a busy schedule nowadays, even though you're not doing this anymore. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to come on with us on this Saturday.
A pleasure to chat with you, Mr. Wilson. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, doing well indeed. And say hi to everybody for me, if you don't mind.
Say hi to Springville for me.
Okay, will do.
I mean the hinterland. Sorry about that.
Yes, will do. Thanks, Howard.
All right, Brayden.
All right, Howard Simon joining us here on the Western Hotline here on WGR. Speaking of schedules, you know that Howard will be picking the Bills once the schedule is released here coming up in a matter of days. Getting a chance to talk a little bit about the schedule with Sal Capaccio coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get a break in, and then we'll come back very briefly before we get to Sal at 12 o'clock. Brayden Wilson here filling in on Sports Talk Saturday, and you're listening to WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
My thanks again to Howard Simon joining us here on the Western Hotline last segment. If you missed that, it's available on demand shortly at WGR550.com. Also available on the rewind function of the Odyssey app if you care to listen back. We talked a little bit at the end of our segment with Howard about the upcoming schedule because we all know Howard's going to pick the Bills once the schedule's officially released. It'll be the first official edition of Howard Picks the Bills, and which means I get to start another Howard Picks the Bills tracker for the 2024 season. That tracker, by the way, Dan, I don't know how much you know about the Howard Picks the Bills tracker.
I know a lot about the tracker.
I've spanned that back to 2018, and I've tracked the Bills and Howard's picks ever since. And it's always a great year when you open up a new tab and you start 2024 season and you just delete everything and you start over. It's a nice feeling. And it's going to happen here probably Friday or whenever he first picks the Bills. A recap of the Bills' opponents this year. Of course, you have the Patriots, the Jets, and the Dolphins as your home and away matchups. It's typical every year. The Bills will also play at home this year. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers, and the Kansas City Chiefs are coming back to Buffalo. We don't have to go to Kansas City this year in the regular season. How about that?
That's nice. Amazing.
It's so amazing. And then the road opponents. They will play 9 road games. It's one of those years where it's 9 road, 8 home. They'll have 2 preseason games at home. Their 9 road opponents, of course, Patriots, Dolphins, and Jets. Also, they're in their matchup with Stephon Diggs and the Houston Texans, the Indianapolis Colts, the Los Angeles Rams, going back to L.A., which is fun, the Seattle Seahawks, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Detroit Lions. And the one thing, Dan, in particular, that I'm really excited for and I'm hoping, my wife and I are going to Indianapolis in late September. She's going. She's got a little bit of a work trip, but we're going to make a little bit more out of it. And I've been telling her, why don't we just go a day early, go to the Colts game, and just, you know, enjoy ourselves. Go to a football game that's maybe not a Bills game. And then right. I realized, oh wait, the Bills are. I totally forgot about. But then I remembered, wait, the Bills are actually in Indianapolis. Wouldn't it be something if they get scheduled that early in the season to go to Indianapolis, play at the Lucas Oil Field Stadium, whatever it is, and catch the Bills in an away game? I've never done an away game so far for the Bills. So if that happens to be the case, that would be super exciting, the fact that I get to go somewhere else to go watch the Bills play. Now, I have yet to do it. I want to do it, and it's sort of a bucket item list, but at the same point, you know, it's kind of a lame bucket item list, but whatever. It's fun. Hopefully they play.
No, I know.
Regardless, hopefully the Colts will be at home before my wife and I go to Indianapolis and enjoy ourselves for a few days. All right, we'll step aside, come back. Sal Capaccio is going to join us. We're going to talk plenty of Bills football coming up. A little bit of schedule talk, a little bit of draft talk, and other offseason mentionings as we're about to approach a lull period in the offseason schedule, but still plenty of things going on football-wise. Brayton Wilson here with you on this Saturday for Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.